You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good sweltering Monday. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Monday, July 28th, episode 3741, brought to you by Worm Flooring. Good morning, horse people.
I have good news and bad news for you on this Monday morning. First, the bad. It's Monday. But the good news is really good. Jamie and Glenn are here to guide you through another week filled with horse talk and a whole lot of fun. Welcome to Horses in the Morning.
Before we get on with the show, Jamie, hearing that opener just reminded me. That guy, and I don't know his name, I found him on Fiverr when we started this show 15 years ago. He's been doing our bumpers for 15 years. I went on Fiverr the other day. He's gone.
What is Fiverr?
It's a work site that people will do like bumpers for you or artwork or anything, really. And it's just kind of an independent place where you hire independent people to do stuff for you.
It's like the Etsy of audio, video?
Contracted work. Yeah, but all kinds. Okay. I mean, they'll do anything for you. There's all kinds of people on there. But I found him 15 years ago, and he's done our bumpers ever since. And I loved him because I would just send him an idea, and I didn't have to do anything. He would come up with a bumper like that. And there was never an edit. I don't even know his name. So I've just been paying him through Fiverr for 15 years, which I guess is unbelievable that somebody's been on a service like that for 15 years. But I hope he's still well. I hope everything's good. We miss you, is all I'm saying.
If you know that guy,
yeah, let us know, because we want him back. I went to do a couple more bumpers for some new shows, and it was like, oh my God, he's gone. I must have looked for an hour.
That guy. You know what? This is a lesson to you to make friends with people, Glenn.
But a lot of the Fiverr thing is because it's anonymous and they don't want to make friends with you. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it doesn't always work. Anyway, on today's show, Auditor Celeste is going to join us to review the Carrots Coachella waterproof barn paddock boots. Jamie had cross-country adventures over the weekend in the sweltering heat. We're going to do some study show. And if you could go back in time 20 years and tell your younger self one thing, what would it be? That's all on the main show. And in the Auditor Post show, Auditor Holly is joining us to talk about her brand new horse, which is a pregnant gypsy. So we're going to cover that in the post show. And something happened here in Florida. Well, something happened all over the country. It was freaking hot. But Tampa hit its first 100-degree day ever. Doesn't that surprise you?
Tampa hasn't been 100 degrees before?
Ever. Ever. We haven't been 100 degrees since we lived here. And we've lived here for 12 years, and we hit 100 degrees. Last night, about 8 o'clock, it was 100 degrees. Oof. Yeah, you get 100 degrees like all summer, all the time. But yet, in Florida, we never hit that. It's always 98 and 1,000% humidity. But it never quite never quite reaches 100 degrees, but it did yesterday. I had my friends in Pennsylvania were really whining because it was like almost 100 degrees up there. Oof. It's crazy. Now, I know you're going to tell us about your cross-country adventure, but it must have been freaking hot.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we talked about the jockey Perry Oates. I'm not sure how you say his last name.
Yes, we did. He was like 71 or something and still winning races.
Well, he broke the record over the weekend. Remember I told you he was second for the number of mounts that he's run. Over the weekend in the fifth race at Belterra Park in Cincinnati, he tied the record for the most number of mounts. And then in the sixth race, he won it.
Oh my gosh, he won two in a row. God, that's insane.
53,579 rides. He is now the leading rider in the United States, in North America, at the age of 71.
Do you know what would be really interesting?
Yep.
To see x-rays. I want to see what how many broken bones x-rays look like.
Does he get through TSA without setting off alarms? Probably not. Probably not. But he was riding a horse called So Far So Good to take the record. That's kind of perfect, too, actually. He rode his first race. Are you ready for this? What year were you born? Or, yeah, no, most people know your age, so I don't think I'm asking anything.
77, I don't care.
April 2nd, 1973.
Oh!
52 years ago, he rode his first race. Can you believe that? So anyway, congratulations to Perry for now being the jockey with the most number of rides in North America. Good job. All right, Daily Winnie time. We have one auditor birthday, Lisa Lemke. We haven't talked to her in probably 10 years. How are you doing, Lisa? Happy birthday to you. And also a brand new auditor, Connie Heidelberger, who got it as a gift. So, Connie, welcome. I know you joined the auditor room. We're glad to have you. And Taylor was the one that bought it for her as a gift. So thank you, Taylor.
You know what? Sometimes I say things and I don't realize how much they're going to take off. But this whole and it's true, I'm still living this way. And that is that we are all marching towards death. Okay. I watched my mom in a home for 9 months, and everybody in there, you know what? Life is so short. Live it. And that is what Holly Pryor has done. That's right, Holly. Congratulations. However, I don't think I need the negative connotation to marching towards death, because this is her new post on Facebook. Damn Jamie and her marching towards death.
Yeah, it does turn around with one word, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, I was a little offended. So anyway, she said, new girl on the block, and she's got a baby on board. So she bought a pregnant
two for one
mare. Yay!
She's coming on our post show to talk about it, too. I love her comment, gypsies are like potato chips.
Yeah. They're all potato chips. Everything is.
I'll put her the gypsies picture in the show notes today. She is a cute gypsy, I gotta say. Well, they're all cute. All the gypsies are cute, let's be honest. So you did a cross-country lesson. I saw your post, and all I could think of was, did you just, die of heat? Did you melt off the horse at some point?
Well, you know what? I there's a woman who named Mary Darcy, and she was the Olympic coach for Ireland in the Olympics twice. And so she lives, I think, in Texas, and she comes up twice a year.
Oh, it's cool then in Oklahoma.
Yeah, right? Piece of cake. But so she came in February, and I was like, she comes up February and July. I'm like, can we revisit
the
these?
The two worst months.
Yeah, the two worst months, right? But she came in February, and I did one day. I did the show. She does a show jump day and a cross country day. And I did the show jump day. And I was like, okay, that's enough for Ace. I just did one. But this time I signed up for two. So I had a show jump lesson on Saturday. Now, Ace doesn't really know how to jump. So
how old's Ace now? Four?
He's six now.
Oh, six.
But
oh,
okay. It's been inconsistent for sure. So we've done more kind of therapy and mental stuff than we have physical stuff. So he hasn't jumped a ton, just a little bit in my arena, but we've never had a proper clinic doing it. So we were in the super beginner group. They asked me what I wanted to do. They said, what group do you want to be in? I was like, baby group. So they put me in a baby group with people.
Did you have the fanciest horse in the baby group?
Well, I mean, my horse is the prettiest for sure in the whole place.
Remind everybody, new listeners,
what
Ace is.
Ace is a dapple gray thoroughbred gelding, and he is just so pretty. I bought him to resell, and I love him too much. I can't resell him. I love him. But he was super fancy, but I was in there, I was really glad, but we spent a lot of time trotting over poles, and all I kept saying was, this is good for him. This is good for him. You know, we did lots of stuff there, and my lesson started at 7:30 in the morning. So, man, by 9:30, when it's 2 hours long, I was dying. It was 9:30 in the morning. I was dying. I was like, how am I going to do cross country tomorrow morning at 7:30? Well, turns out I didn't have to worry about going to cross country at 7:30 because my lesson was noon. And I was with our auditor, Patty.
No.
Yeah. Noon. in July on a cross country course, I wanted to die. Like, it was so hot. It was so, now they had a little ranger that they drove along with us and had waters in it. And they did really, Feather Creek did a really nice job of putting it all on, putting it together. But my lesson was fantastic. But I posted on my Facebook page the first jump and the last jump, and you will see that there's noticeable difference in how we, hey, let's just say we learned a lot. We learned a lot. What was your comment, Glenn, on when you, did you see the video?
I did. I didn't realize it was the first and last jump. So yeah. I didn't realize that they were that far apart. I assume there was a lot of jumps in between.
Yes, there okay. were some jumps. And at one point, Mary said, he hasn't jumped much, has he? I'm like, no. No, he has not.
She's probably wondering why the hell you were there.
So that the jump, like, he went over it fine the first time, actually. So technically, it was the second jump. We'd done a telephone pole in the ground or whatever. But we went to jump that one, and he just, like, totally biffed it.
Yep.
Like, did not even think about lifting his body over this jump.
It's like, and I can knock it down. Why would I jump it?
My forehead and was 6 inches from the jump. You know, like, I mean, I don't know how I didn't fall off. I just don't know how I stuck it. But I would like to give credit to all my equipment because I had some, I really used it. Okay. I really used my equipment. And so he did not do it. And so it was, it's really tough because he's like, I haven't even cantered him in a field. Like the two times I've done like little baby cross country stuff, I can't even get him to canter. So it's like, go. So she's like, basically,
he is the laziest thoroughbred in history of thoroughbreds.
For those who don't know, Ace was a racehorse. And he actually couldn't even do a work fast enough to qualify for a race.
They wouldn't let him on the track.
they had him in training, and his timed works to get them qualified to go into races weren't fast enough to even go in a race. So bless his heart.
They had his picture on the end gate with the circle with the X through it.
Exactly. Don't let this one in.
Don't let the pretty boy in.
He never raced. He's just the sweetest. Like, I think what I've realized is he is so pretty, and pretty as his pretty does. God, he's not very
maybe
smart.
Maybe dressage. Not jumping.
I mean, no, we're going to do it, Glenn, because he has potential, but like it's 100 billion degrees and we're all out there and Patty's sweating and we're all just working so hard and we're sweating. We're trying to stand under the trees and it was great. And like, I get done. So I had to like leave a little early because my hay got cut yesterday. So I had to come home and meet the farmer. Yay. And so I'm getting untacked. And there was one of the women up there who took the video. And I was like, man, I don't know if it's harder for these, like when you're riding a super forward, hyper engaged cross country horse, or if you're riding a slow one. Like I am right. Like I said, I feel like I'm using all four corners. I'm like using this side and back there and up there. Like, I mean, I was riding this horse so hard. And so I looked at it, I was like, I don't know what's harder, the super forward ones or the lazy ones. And this woman looked at me and she goes, they're all hard. It's all hard.
Good point.
I was like,
must have been a mom.
Yeah, she has a mom and her daughter rides too. You're exactly right. She's like, it's all hard. It's all hard. But I will tell you that the Irish sweet Mary is like, I get up there and I finally got him over a couple, like I'm crawling over these jumps. She's like, girl, okay, faster, faster, faster. And we get over the whole thing. We come back and we stop and she goes, you know, I just really don't think he sees the point.
I love that when you wrote that. That's my favorite part.
I mean, that's what all people want to be told by an Olympian is that your horse just doesn't see the point.
I know. And that was a kind way of saying, nor will he ever.
I mean, take your ball and go home.
Take your pretty horse and leave. He failed at the track. He's now on his way to failing across country.
You know what? He's so pretty, though.
Oh, you know what? There's a Colorado farm that would love to have him. They love the lazy ones.
He's so so pretty. Okay. No, he's not going anywhere. We're going to keep trying. We're going to fight through this. Okay. I told her.
Maybe cutting.
Cross country jumps. Oh, yeah. Maybe he'll be my cutting horse.
You don't need, they just need to jump side to side quick. They don't need to go anywhere fast.
He doesn't do anything quick, but he will. After he jumps, I did talk to her about this because what he does, like I always say, the jumps, like typically, I mean, they're telephone poles is what we've been doing. The jumps are the problem. It's the between the jumps because he bucks in between the jumps. And so the first time we jumped a little thing, he was like, bee, and he went up in the air. And I'm like, what do you think that is? And she's like, he's just happy to be here. Like, she said he just looked excited. He didn't look mad. He didn't look hurt. He just jumps and he's like,
I did it. No. I did one.
Look what I did. Oh, my God, you guys. I totally whipped. And then it got bigger and he was like, what the hell are we doing? Why? I'm just going to. No. Is that your mounting block? Like, I'll just stop on it. So anyway, I posted the first jump and the last jump on my Facebook page, Flyover Farm Jamie Jennings. And
one was better than the other. There's no question about that.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you? Okay. Real talk. You guys, I told you what year I was born in. So you can.
By the way, I didn't answer earlier because what you asked me was like asking if I'm fat. Do I look fat to you? Because no matter how I answered it, it wasn't going to be good. So that's why I kind of brushed up.
What are you talking about?
The question you asked, what'd you think? I've learned a long time ago not to tell any woman what I think of anything.
No, but let me tell you what I think. Okay, so I told you the year I was born.
Yeah.
So you know I'm well into my 40s. And riding a horse like that yesterday and saving myself from the fall that I saved myself from.
That was good, by the way. Yeah.
I think it hurts worse. Like, I sprained, Glenn, I am sitting here with K-tape on my, I sprained both my thumbs and my wrists.
I can see that actually.
I can't even pick up a cup of coffee, Glenn. I can't, I'm drinking water bottles like I have oven mitts on, okay? Like I can't move my thumbs. I sprained my neck, my lower back, my thighs are sore, my thumbs are sprained. I'm too old for this crap, yet I was in a group with women my age and I'm like the wussiest one of the whole thing. Oh, so.
Let me guess, Patty did fine.
Of course, Patty did fine.
That's her neighbor.
Patty is fine. And they lasted. I was like, I have to go. And I was like, yes, I had to meet the hay farmer at my house. But I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, we've run out of time. Bye.
Nobody says thank God to meet the hay farmer at the barn either.
Oh, God.
Well, one thing I know that you could count on was your trailer floor because you have worm flooring on your trailers.
I have worm flooring in two trailers. Both my trailer, I have a big trailer and a little trailer, and both have worm flooring in it. And my barn has worm flooring in it. And if you don't have worm flooring in your trailer or your barn,
you're just
you
not
need
a
to get
cool
it.
Kid. That's and Ace probably did fine with his worm flooring. He probably thinks it's a great ride because it's a little squishy. So, you know, he gets in the trailer and goes, thank God we're done.
He gets in the trailer, and the thing is, it's exciting. He don't want to get out. Yeah. He's like, I don't want to do that.
No, because he thinks you're going to make him work again.
I got a hay bag. Everything's great here. Yeah. I don't know what the hell you're doing out there.
Worm flooring is a sealed system that's easy to clean and maintain. No more back-breaking scrubbing. No more pulling the mats and hosing underneath to try and keep your floor from rotting out. You don't have to worry about any of that anymore. Just get some worm flooring to protect your floor, no matter what kind of trailer you have. Check it out. Pull the mats out. Get the worm flooring put in. It can be aluminum floors and some wooden floors, depending on the condition of your wood floor to start with. But you can just contact a dealer near you at wormflooring.com. That's W-E-R-M flooring. .com to find a dealer, and they'll tell you what you can do or not do with your trailer. Coming
up, what you cannot do when you have sprained thumbs
is close the trailer door.
You can't scroll on your phone. I can't type. I'm like trying to figure out talk to text because I can't type with my thumbs while holding my phone. That's so stupid.
God. How was your cross-country clinic? I sprained both thumbs.
I sprained my thumbs trying not to fall off. I think it would hurt less if I'd have just fallen off.
All right, we're going to one of our terrific auditors who's doing a product review. These product reviews are brought to you by StateLineTac.com.
I'm so pleased to welcome to the show our friend, Auditor Celeste Coulter. Celeste and I, well, we're kind of like sister wives. Like, how does that work? you have my baby. So, like, does that make us co-parents?
I guess we're like co-parents. That? Yeah, okay. I think co-parents is maybe the...
That probably sounds better than sister wives.
Yeah, your husbands were interested in that one. No, it's...
I was going to say, we'd have to talk to Devin and chat about that if we're...
Devin and Chad, it's fine. So obviously, you, we're going to talk to you about the Carrots Coachella Waterproof Barn Boot, which looks super cute, and I'm excited to hear about. But how is darling little Effie? For those who don't know, I had a foal and had her for I guess till she was weaned, and then Celeste now owns her. And so how is she?
She is doing good. She is my first warm blood I've ever been around as a young horse. So it's very interesting. I've got all other thoroughbreds. I'm used to them growing so fast. She seems like she's growing so slowly, but she's doing great. She's a very sweet little monster. She's into everything. You cannot hang anything outside her stall door or it ends up in the barn aisle or in her stall trampled or all the things. But, you know, she's just a sweet, curious baby.
How old is she now?
She just turned 3 2 months ago. Yeah, but just about 2 months ago. So, yeah, but she's getting there. And
well, one of the blessed things about Celeste taking her is she broke her knee and I had to do surgery and put screws in it and everything. And so she was only, thank God, she's bred like ridiculously well. And so she would only potentially just be a broodmare sound for her life. And after my experience, I was like, I'm not doing that again. So Celeste was like, I'll do it. So do you have, now that she's 3, do you have plans?
Yeah. So, hilariously, she is very, very sound so far. She once jumped out of her stall through the Dutch door. Didn't hurt a thing.
Really?
Don't know how. Yes, absolutely. She's Jamie also jumped part of my fence before, but she runs around like she's perfectly fine. But obviously we're not gonna risk having any kind of, you know, career for her really. But so now that she's 3, I was hoping this fall to start looking at potential boyfriends for her. kind of decide what route we want to go with that. But since I do more eventing, probably looking at something with a little more blood in it, just to have a little more endurance and a little more jump and all of that. And then hopefully that mix with Effie's breeding will maybe make like a nice blooded endurance horse in the future.
Yeah, I love it. So yeah, she is by Devonair, who is a Grand Prix dressage stallion. So you should have all the fancy and then get some blood in there. And then you've got your perfect event horse. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Well, that's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the Carrots Coachella Waterproof Barn Boot. So I didn't know Carrots made boots, and I looked them up on the link, and they're super cute, and they look really comfortable.
Yeah. So they are really comfortable. Ironically, it's funny because it has Coachella in the name, and that is actually more what I've been wearing them for than barn work, is I've been using them at concerts. So, you know, my feet don't get smashed.
The music festival?
Yeah, they've kind of been. So I was like, I'll break them in at a nice, you know, music festival or whatever. That'll be a great way to break them in. And they are waterproof, which is great. And they are definitely protect my feet really well. I will say they would be great for like barn, like kind of paddock boots as far as like doing barn work. They're definitely more the kind of like roomy feel. So I wouldn't ride in them. Like if you put half chaps or something over them, you're going to have a lot of like wiggle in the like ankle area. So I wouldn't call them riding boots, but barn boots definitely. But they're really comfortable. They have, you know, like just enough room that you can move your ankle around and stuff just fine. But the footbed is still like not tight, but, you know, like well fitted. So, yeah. I think they maybe run just a, maybe just a hair on the small side. So if you're kind of between sizes, because I normally wear a 7.5 and I got an 8 and the 8 fits perfectly. Okay. So I would say like, if you're between sizes, maybe err on the side of caution and size up.
Just to clarify, these are paddock boot style, right?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're just sort of like, I guess if you want to call them like tour boots, but you know, the non-horsey set, they would call them Chelsea boots or something like that. And they're like, they think they're very trendy, but for us, we always just call them barn boots. But yeah, but they have a lot of great tread. So I think in the wintertime, they'll still be really good for walking around, even if there's snow and everything. They have good grip. The only bad side of the good tread is they tend to pick up the little pea gravels if you have that around your barn. But that's not really, in the long run, not really a bad thing. And they do have one of the, they have kind of that elastic gusset in the side. So you get that sort of stretch moving around, walking around a lot.
It sounds to me like when you're describing it, I've always liked tight paddock boots for riding, but I've always liked that kind of Blundstone feel where mm-hmm. there's like roomier kind of toe box. I guess I'm not like a professional reviewer, but I've always liked that kind of like thicker kind of feel. And you can probably put some thicker socks on in the winter.
And that's why. Exactly. That's why I would definitely size up if you're between sizes, because they are like sort of semi fitted in like the foot area. And so if you have like a high arch or anything like that, and you want to put on some like kind of thicker socks, I would definitely say size up, not down. But yeah, it's like, you know, when you get off and you're either taking off like your tall boots or your more fitted like riding boots of whatever type, and you just sort of want to slip into something comfy that's like a little bit more roomy. these are the comfy, like doing barn chores kind of boots that you want to have after the ride for sure.
Gotcha. So they're black paddock boots, and they have like, they're not zip front. They're the elastic on the sides. And mm-hmm. the cool thing is they're Coachella. So you can wear them to a music festival, and they're waterproof and vomit proof. So
there you go. And nobody's going to even know. I mean, as long as they don't smell like, you know, horse stalls, nobody's even going to know that you're an actual horse girl.
Okay. I'll write to Carrots and make sure they put that in the ad. It's not in the ad.
That they're Coachella vomit proof. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah,
and the
exactly.
tread is so good, you're not going to slip. I mean, yeah. We have reinvented this product.
Dual purpose.
These are $159 retail. Actually, Stateline has them on sale right now for $101. So I'll put a link in the show notes.
It's like they're free, people. Carrots Coachella waterproof barn boots. You can go to Stateline Tech to see these. And please give Effie a big smooch on the nose from me and all your other ponies as well.
Always.
Well, Celeste, thank you for joining us. If you want a link directly to the Carrots Coachella waterproof, puke-proof boots, you can find those at statelinetech.com. Stateline Tech's so proud when they hear these, I bet.
I know.
Carrots
must
is going to be proud, too. But they named them Coachella. They were asking for that. I mean
yeah. it's what you get in your mind. Yeah. Your horse's health deserves the highest standard of quality. That's why Nutramax, the makers of Cosequin, maintains their world-class manufacturing facilities in the United States, where they far exceed what is required of supplement companies. Nutramax works with top universities and researchers in their fields to make sure your horse has nothing but the highest quality supplements. With the mission of improving the lives of people and their horses, each product is backed by more than 80 quality checks and guaranteed to meet label claims so you can purchase with confidence. With over 30 years behind the Cosequin name, you can rely on Cosequin products for when performance matters. Visit Cosequin.com to learn more.
All right, it is time, that time of the month, believe it or not, it's the end of July already, and it's time to do some studies. We're going to look at what humanity has wasted money studying this month, because most of these you're going to find we already knew the answer to. And we do these once a month, and every month we realize millions and millions of dollars were wasted on these studies that we already know the answer to, when they could have given it to us to buy more horses. But they didn't. They didn't do that. They just studied stuff. So, Jamie, we're going to do guessing game today. Today, I'm not doing the AI thing. So, this is straight up studies I found in the last month by Googling, and you're going to guess the important parts of the study. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Studies show that blank is the key to controlling diabetes.
Sugar intake.
Well, that would be diet, right? Yeah. What's the other one that always goes with diet?
Exercise.
Studies show that exercise is the key to controlling diabetes. We already knew that diet and exercise were the key to controlling diabetes. And I would venture to say diet and exercise is pretty much the key to anything health-wise, isn't it?
Did they say diet or diet and exercise?
They just said exercise.
Well, then that's not true, because that is definitely not the key to you can't have high blood sugar and be like, I'm just going to go run a mile and I'll be fine.
I don't read the studies. I just read the headlines. But this is implying that I could eat a whole chocolate cake, and as long as I exercise that day, I won't have diabetes anymore.
I mean, don't worry about your diabetic seizure that's coming. Just get out there and do some crunches.
You don't even need to do the prick test. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. It's totally fine. Hey, remember, don't listen to us. Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
Yeah, by the way, if you have diabetes, don't listen to anything we say.
Yeah, none of it.
Multiple studies now suggest that AI will make us blank.
Dumber.
You're correct. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, I got these. I forgot.
Oh, yes.
They actually use the term morons. Multiple studies now suggest that AI will make us morons.
Okay, that tracks.
Yeah. Again, we already knew the answer to that one. A number of new studies show that chocolate is...
apparently the cure for diabetes.
That wasn't it, but that's pretty good. You're close. I'm going to give you that one. It is good for you. This study this month shows that chocolate is good for you. We've had many studies that say chocolate's not good for you, but apparently...
get into the specifics. Like, I mean, people say dark chocolate is good, but I like white chocolate. So is that good?
I didn't mention white chocolate, but it did say this one, you know, every study we've seen like this says good for you. It's always dark chocolate, like 90% cocoa that nobody can eat, right?
Well, then that study is stupid because
I now this one actually said milk, just chocolate, milk chocolate included. So I would assume white chocolate would be in there.
Okay. Well, let's just go with that.
Well, you know, why not? Because we don't read the studies. We just look at
I'm going to kick my diabetes by eating some white chocolate and going for a walk.
Okay, there you go. New studies show that our attention spans are getting...
I mean, somebody did a study on this? Mm-hmm. They're getting shorter because we have this TikTok generation.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's you. You. Oh, wait a minute. You win that one, too.
God, I'm nailing it today.
You are. New study shows that dogs are helping people regulate stress more or less than previously thought.
Well, it depends on who you are in my household.
Well, and what the vet bills are at the current moment.
Exactly. So to me, my dogs, like Homer is my emotional support animal, and I am his emotional support human. However, my husband... when we get home and Homer is so excited to see me, Homer sings the song of his people. And that spikes my husband's cortisol and blood pressure level as high as it possibly can. So I would have to say that this is like, if I was given a real answer, it's a 50-50.
I'm going to go with that. Actually, it helps people regulate their stress more than previously thought. But I don't think it took those situations into... or the fact that when he eats something stupid, you have to go to the vet and spend $3,000 to get the sock removed.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What about when your dog has lymphoma and you've spent what should be, if he wasn't insured, about $15,000 so far?
He's still alive, though.
Yeah, he's doing great. Doing great.
As long as you don't stop bringing him once a week for his radiation treatment.
Chemo's tomorrow. It's chemo day.
Study. This is actually a horse ones. A horse one. Yay. Tight nose bands reduce what?
Let me guess. The ability to pee? No, it's breathe, you idiot.
Yeah, that's true. And we all knew that one. But this actually went a bit further. This was a racehorse study, and it actually showed that tight nose bands reduce stride length. I think because they can't breathe. That's true. I think that's probably true. A A new study shows that watermelon...
Nobody puts tight nose bands on racehorses.
Apparently somebody, or they wouldn't have studied it. Right?
Ugh, just
I think the nose band thing is getting a lot of attention now in all disciplines and probably will be hopefully fixed. Let's hope.
Take them off.
Yeah. One discipline in particular. New study shows that watermelon has what? By the way,
water.
I bought the best watermelon 2 days ago. It is the best watermelon I've ever had in my life. And I feel like you get lucky because the last one I bought wasn't so good. So
yeah. I've had a few duds.
Yeah.
But I would say watermelon has more what? Water? I don't know.
Surprising health benefits. Apparently, watermelon is more healthy than they thought.
I don't think it's surprising. I think that everybody's always known watermelon's good for you.
Do you know why I think that is? I don't think it has anything to do with the watermelon. I don't. I really don't. I think it's because when I have a piece of watermelon, I'm not eating chips.
That is the surprising health benefit, my friend.
You can only
have one thing in your mouth at a time.
Last night when I was eating that wonderful watermelon, I actually thought to myself, I'd probably be eating chips if I didn't have the watermelon in the house right now. So I'm losing weight by eating watermelon.
I mean, it's like it's
basically
healthy. Negative calories.
That's right. New studies. I don't think watermelon has calories or anything, really, just
What's
water.
What's the Nate Bargatze sketch about? He was like, yeah, I was trying to lose weight, so I started eating a lot of fruit. And people were like, hey, you better be careful. Fruit has a lot of sugar in it. And he was like, where are all the people that got fat off eating fruit? Where are they?
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
they're not.
I have a real big fruit problem.
Isn't he
that's
from Oklahoma?
300 pounds.
Yeah, they're not in Oklahoma. New studies show eggs blank cholesterol levels.
Oh, my God. It's a yin and a yang yep. with this study. Jeez, what is it this week's? Raises cholesterol.
No. New studies show eggs don't increase cholesterol levels. I did read this one because how many times did your mom and dad say you can't eat too many eggs because of cholesterol, right? Or your mom and dad had to stop eating eggs because their cholesterol was too high. This is a study out of Australia that actually shows there's multiple kinds of cholesterol, and that eggs don't have the bad saturated fat cholesterol, so they don't increase your cholesterol levels.
Okay, well, it is July 28th, and on August 2nd, there's going to be a new study that yep. comes out that says,
it's really
wrong.
Bad for you. Studies show that violent crime is blank across the U.S., up or down.
Well, I figured it was up or down. I'm just trying to decide what month it is. Let's see. I'm going to go with violent crime. I'm going to be positive and think it's going down.
You are correct. Yay! Although with the news, you would think it's going up, right? Because it always sounds like this month's worse than last month on the news, but it's down 17% across the country. I think it's too hot. People, the crooks aren't even going outside.
So. That's the thing. You get a good snowstorm or a heat wave,
yep.
crime stops.
Yeah,
nobody's
right.
got time.
That's right. New study.
I locked my tack room yesterday. I was like, it's too hot and nobody's going to steal my saddle.
All right. So if I were to ask you to tell me which work day of the week was the most stressful, what would you say?
Well, according to you, Monday is the worst, but I think that probably I would go with Wednesday.
New study shows that Mondays are, in fact, the most stressful day of the week.
Okay, well, then you were right. I don't know. I just feel like people go to work on Monday and they're like, well, I got a case of the Mondays, and they don't really do anything. And then Tuesday, they're trying to catch up on the stuff they didn't do Monday. And Wednesday, they've got to do Monday and Tuesday's work and Thursday and Friday. So then they don't have to really work on Friday, and they can have a half day on Thursday. So it's like a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
I don't think I followed that, but okay.
This is why I don't work in an office, Glenn.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of offices... Did you ever have a place you worked where the coffee was actually good?
No. No. Radio station coffee is terrible.
I can imagine. Because probably you have a DJ that doesn't know how to make coffee that has to make the coffee.
Do you want me to tell you why the coffee's so terrible there?
Why?
And I'm gonna go back to Rob Stadler in Atlanta at Star 94, because that dick would make... He's the news guy, so he was on a time crunch, and he would go in there to make coffee, and he only had, like, a couple minutes, so he would start to make the coffee. The coffee would get about 2 inches high, and he would pour that into his cup and run away, and I would be like, Rob, you're messing up the integrity of the bot. You can't do that.
This study showed
I'm harboring any sort of malicious anger from 30 years ago. But fine, whatever.
I will say there was good coffee at Smart Pack because they were the first place I ever worked that had a Keurig machine.
Oh, that's nice. See, when I worked at 99X, we had beer fridges all around the whole place.
Oh, there you go. I bet they did, too. Coffee made in a workplace machines is worse for you, for your cardiovascular health, than home brewing coffee. No kidding. I think we could have all guessed that one.
But now Keurig is, like,
yeah,
toxic.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're drinking microplastics. God, I mean, can I just say, I don't know what kind of cutting board to use, because if you use a plastic cutting board, there's microplastics. If you're using a wood cutting board, you can't get it clean enough to not get bacteria in your food, and you can't cut on the counter because you'll ruin your... What do I do?
I have to give you a report. I had somebody the other day who wrote to me, one of our listeners from I don't know where. They wrote to me and they said, I got to tell you, we're building a new house and we had the well put in. And after hearing your well stories, I was just so scared. And she said, I should have been. It took them three. She said they also spent $20,000 on their finding their water. So we're a year now from the well being put in. So I had to, I did another water test to see how safe it is. I got to tell you, our $21,000 water doesn't have a damn thing wrong with it. Nothing. All the tests came back as positive as they get.
That's
so,
because they had to get it from the core of the earth.
Yes, it's 400
Nothing
feet
is
down.
Penetrating.
There's a lot of sand in Florida between us and the water down there. So
you're lucky
the big
you
filter.
Didn't hit lava.
All right, last one. And this one, oh my God, I cannot believe they studied this. New studies show that loneliness is blank for your health.
Oh my God. Whatever it is stupid. Okay. It's bad for your health. It's good for your health. Either one of those is stupid.
It's bad for your health. Loneliness, believe it or not, is bad for your health.
That is the biggest waste of money ever.
There you go. That's why I saved it for last. So there you go. That's what we wasted money on as a society over the last month. And again, they could have given it to us. And between all of our listeners, we probably could have bought 100 horses. So we could have saved some Mustangs. But nope, they didn't give it to us. Next month, I'm sure they're going to donate it to our charity. Imagine knowing exactly how to assess the fit of your saddle to ensure your horse is truly comfortable. No more guesswork. Saddle Fit for Life 7-day free trial gives you access to their evidence-based, self-paced online course that covers saddle fit theory, equine anatomy, biomechanics, and more. Developed in collaboration with top veterinarians and equine professionals, this course equips you with the knowledge to confidently assess saddle fit and identify problems affecting your horse's comfort and performance. You click on the link in the show notes to start your 7-day free trial and take the first step toward a more comfortable riding experience for you and for your horse. All right, we're going to wrap up the show with a question that I heard on a podcast on Friday, and it had me thinking about it all weekend. And then I got to thinking, well, I'll just put it out to the auditors and see what they think. And we had a ton of responses to this. And the question was, if you could go back in time 20 years and could tell your younger self one thing, what would it be? So, I know that's deep, but it really, I don't know why this one struck. Maybe it's because I'm getting ancient now.
Well, I think too, I think depending on the age that you are, 20 years doesn't make that big of a
sway. Yeah, I think you could put 40 years. You could put whatever, right? You could have said.
So I talked to Chad about that because I was like, Chad, Glenn has posted this question, and if you could give yourself advice from 20 years ago, what would it be? And he was like, 20 years ago, I was fine. I was 30. I was a fighter pilot. Like, everything was fine. He goes, but if you could talk to me 30 years ago, I think you could
put any number in there, right? I could have said, you know, at the age of 25, right? What would your answer be? I think mine would be the same no matter what number of years I put in there. So you want me to go first?
Yeah.
I gave this a lot of thought. And then I'll give you the most common answers we got in the auditor room. So I would say whatever you're going through now, don't worry. In 10 years, your life will be completely different than it is right now. And 10 years after that, it will be completely different than it was. And you could do that over and over again. I went back and counted from the time Jennifer and I were married 37 years ago. Our life has completely changed. And I mean completely. Everything. Jobs, places we live, everything. At least six times.
Yeah, she married a successful businessman, and now there's you.
But, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we've had things fail. We've lost money. We've been broke a number of times. We've had things that done very well, and we've had money a number of times. Everything during those rough times, though, you never think anything's going to change. You always think it's going to stay the same forever, right? When you're at the lowest, you think you're going to be low forever. And I think that's the thing I would tell my younger self, is that this is all going to pass, and it's going to be nothing like it now will be in 10 years.
Yeah. Well, if you were asking me what I would tell myself 20 years ago, let's see. I mean, to be fair, like, I am quite happy where I'm at. I've got a good husband, a good job. I like my farm. I'm super happy with all the things that worked out, you know, like where I was in 20 years ago got me to where I am now. So in that, like, again, I'm looking at life as marching towards death. I wouldn't change anything that way. However, if I could tell myself something 20 years ago, I would have told myself to please study this guy, Monty Roberts. Like, oh my God, it makes your horse life so much easier and so much better. And that sounds weird, but like, I often say, if I had what I had now when I was 25 with the knowledge and the money to have a farm and the financial stability and all that, I would have so much more energy. I'd have 15 horses in training as opposed to having like max 4, because I'm tired now and it's harder.
It's true. It is true. Here are the themes. We had 70 some answers to this, but there was a theme, and these were the couple themes that I got through. There was a lot of the first one. Many said not marrying the wrong guy or marrying at all. So there were a lot of
just get rid of the husbands.
Yeah, just don't worry about husbands. Focus on your horses. Don't look at guys.
That's what I avoided the 20 years ago, was getting married to the wrong guy. I kissed a lot of frogs.
That's one thing you did. I was engaged before I met Jennifer, and thank God that one didn't work out.
Yeah, see, Chad had been married before me, and I think that's what he would tell himself before is, just wait, she's coming.
Another one, don't bet your future on a company that doesn't care about you. But, you know, to be fair, 40, 30, 40 years ago, we had just come out of the generation, my parents, that worked for the same company their entire life. And they had retirement plans. And you never left the company you worked for. That was unheard of. So we were coming out of the generation and living now through the generation that's unheard of, right?
Do you want to know something? My dad, October 1st, is retiring from State Farm after 60-something years.
Oh, my God. He must be the oldest State Farm agent.
He is. They had a big thing, and they, like, brought him on stage. And they were like, here he is. Here's the oldest
he
guy.
He has seen insurance. 80. I used to be an insurance dude. He has seen insurance change completely since he started.
You know, I would like to agree with that, but I'm pretty sure my dad hasn't gone to work in about 50 years, so... My brother runs his company, his agency. Like, my dad doesn't do anything. He just, like, he's the name on the business card. Okay.
Well, he did something right then, though, when I think about it.
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. And you just let it go, let it ride.
Another one, failing some leads to growth and eventual success. It does not make you a failure. God, how many times have I been through that one? Listen to your gut and don't listen to what others tell you to do if it doesn't feel right. I gotta say, that I don't know if I totally agree with this one, because I listened to my gut a few times that cost me a ton. So I'm not sure.
Make sure you have good gut health.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure you're taking a good supplement or probiotic before you listen to your gut.
I guess too, like, thinking of that, like, if it doesn't feel right, that can really work with so many things.
True. Going, like, back to number one, the guy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You are in charge of your body. Okay. You are the only person who's in charge of your body, and you do, like, even, and I say that obviously wrong guy, but also getting on that horse that you that's your body that you're getting up on that horse, and maybe this is not the best thing for you and you feel bad, you don't feel safe. Listen to your gut. Listen to your gut.
I agree with that one.
No means no. Get your hands off me.
Don't put off until tomorrow what can be done today. I don't know. I like procrastinating on some stuff.
See, and I commented on this one.
Did you?
Because my grandmother, was the most amazing woman. Her house was clean all the time. She was busy forever. And that's what she said all the time. She would go to do something. Why put off till tomorrow what you can do today? And I think
She's just stressed Dolores to the max the whole time.
Maxon, she's the reason I can't sit still. I can't because I hear her in my head. She's been gone a long time, and I still hear, don't put off till tomorrow. Yeah. You can be to do today. Like, oh my God, Grandma, can I
think
just
this
sit down
one needs some balance is what this one needs.
Nope. She was perfect, and she got everything done, and she lived till she was 90, and she must
smoked
have been
three
doing
packs a day.
Nope. Never took a drink.
Oh, really? One more. Everything works out the way it's supposed to, even if it may not initially seem like it. You know, that is one thing Jennifer and I have lived by. We always said if we put an offer on a house and we lost the offer, we didn't get upset. It wasn't supposed to happen for a reason. We weren't supposed to have it. Yeah. And we've always kind of lived that way. So, you know, I agree with that
one. And that's the thing about being either, I like to think of people as either positrons or negatrons or neutrons. I say this all the time. I'm like, Lucas, you're being a negatron. Like, I think of like negative and positive or just neutral. But to me, I want to live like a positron. I want to be positive. And if I lament all the things that didn't work out, then you're going to be a negatron. You're going to be just miserable. So you might as well take a spin. You know, everybody spins everything. It wasn't supposed to be. Let it go. It makes me, if I look at a horse and I'm like, I want that horse, and I go to buy it and it's sold while I was driving over, it wasn't meant to be. Sorry.
That's correct. And somebody else had the headache you missed. So
isn't that amazing how I can turn everything back into a horse situation?
Yeah, you did. I mean, you did very well at that. I'm going to end with our positive story of the day. Thank you, by the way, auditors, for playing along with that. It was just something I heard, and I don't know why. It really didn't
Next week's question is, what is the funniest or meanest thing a trainer has ever said to you?
Oh, that's a good one. Write that down so we don't forget it.
I got it.
All right.
How about your horse doesn't get the point?
That's right. But that was just the truth. So, I mean, here's your positive story of the day to end a Monday. Muhammad had been enjoying a day trip to Keene Beach in Ireland earlier last week when he realized his wallet was missing. And is there anything that drops your stomach to the floor worse than realizing you've lost your wallet or you left it at the store or whatever?
Where's my purse? Yeah.
Oh, God. He called the police and reported it lost or stolen. And 2 days later, they go to the town hall there to get their documents stamped to replace everything in the wallet. And they asked for his name, and he said, well, you know, my name's Muhammad. And a couple of feet away, there was a woman named Olwyn, who happened to be waiting in the office at the same time in line. And she said, wait a minute, excuse me, I think I have your wallet. By sheer coincidence, she had made a trip to Keene Beach with her boyfriend the same day as Muhammad and found his wallet. And she was at the office that day to turn it in.
And no way.
He was in line a couple in front of her.
Oh, that is crazy.
Isn't that a good story, though? That's never works out like that for me. My wallet's just lost, and somebody's using it to buy weird stuff from China. But, you know, that's not how
that's
it works out.
That's a good story. Sorry.
I know, that was Negatron. I'm sorry.
There you go. You're Negatron.
Hold on, auditors. We're going to talk to a fellow auditor about a brand new horse. Holly's coming on. Hey, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you back here on Wednesday for some weird news. And if you need to submit it, weirdnews@horseradionetwork.com.
Spay, neuter, geld. Be a positron.